Sheriff, detectives find child locked in cage, toddler holding meth pipe. By Amy Furr on September 19, 2022. Authorities in Ohio executed a search warrant Sunday regarding an alleged sexual assault and found children in deplorable conditions. When officers entered the home on Bear Run Road, they found a 3-year-old child locked in a cage secured with zip ties, the Haakon County Sheriff's Office explained in a social media post. The cage was filled with bugs, soiled bedding, and a cup of spoiled milk. In addition, a 2-year-old was also inside the residence holding a methamphetamine pipe. Methamphetamine is described as a highly addictive chemical substance that affects a person's central nervous system, according to WebMD. There is no legal use for methamphetamine. It is a manufactured substance that causes an immediate euphoric reaction, the website reads. Per the sheriff's office, the parents of the children fled the home because of their involvement in the sexual assault case. The grandmother of the infants, who has custody of the children, was able to be detained and taken into custody, the agency said, adding the children were eventually placed in emergency foster care. The grandmother, Ella Webb, 61 of Logan, was arrested and charged with endangering children, a third-degree felony. She was transported to the Fairfield County Sheriff's Office jail to await her arraignment in Haakon County Municipal Court. Additionally, third-degree felony charges of endangering children were filed against the parents, Franklin T.J. Varney, 38 of Logan, and Megan Smith, 25 of Logan. Nationwide arrest warrants were requested from the court. In an update released Monday, the sheriff's office said Varney and Smith were taken into custody after a foot chase through a wooded area near the home. Child abuse comes in different forms, many of which are known to happen at the same time, according to the Mayo Clinic. Forms of abuse include physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, medical abuse, and neglect. These are deemed serious problems that could pose long-term harm to the victims, per the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC.